And yeah, great to have Alex with us, flying over from Israel, right?
Yeah, from Tel Aviv.
Ah, that's nice. Yeah, all the way from there, so that's awesome. And I would say, let's start off with like a short introduction about yourself and yeah, Kin ecosystem, and maybe also the Kik relation there. That would be great.
Cool. So Kin was started by Kik, a Canadian messenger that grew very, very fast and literally became a unicorn. So Kin reached more than 300 million users, valuation over $1 billion. Yeah. And on its growth, on its path to success, the question of how Kik is going to monetize was a very critical question. Mm-hmm. And the world used to know one major way to monetize apps with hundreds of millions of users,
yeah,
mainly using ads, right? Integrating ads.
The old school way, yeah.
Exactly. And that is not working anymore. Didn't work for Kik. It's not working for Snapchat.
Yeah.
Not working for other developers, and the main reason is that this industry literally collapsed into a duopoly of like Facebook and Google, actually the only ones that are able to monetize, maybe now Amazon because they bought Twitch.
Yeah.
But all of the rest, especially consumer apps, can't really monetize in an effective way. And on its track to grow and actually find an alternative business model, Kik issued Kin, the cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And this is how I started working on Kin. Before working on Kin, I worked on other mainly global consumer mobile products. So I was VP product for GetTaxi, for Zlengo, worked on Sears like social e-commerce, and got into blockchain cryptocurrency by working on Kolu, which is another blockchain company. Kin is very, very different from other projects, and I would love to tell you more about it.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, definitely agree with the old school ads that they don't work anymore. And that's what I've seen as well. And we talked before this a bit about mainstream apps. So I lived in California for 3 years now, and there I worked with a lot of the social apps as well. And one of them, for example, Madlibs. I've been the CMO there, and that's one of your clients as well. Let's say it like that. So yeah, very exciting to get a new way into ads or like an alternative way to monetize, because the old school system doesn't work anymore. Spamming apps with ads is just not useful. And actually social apps, a lot of them are really struggling right now. So this could be a solution for them, and that's why it's so exciting. So
we really treat them not as customers, but more of as partners.
Yeah.
So Kik launched Kin, but now Kin is integrated into more than 30 different apps.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are big and well-known, like Perfect 365 and Madlibs. Swelly is another good example. And some of them are new apps being created by our amazing developer community.
Uh-huh.
So even today we have like developers in the audience building apps that integrate Kin. Kinny the chatbot is just one example. It's an app that allows users on Twitter and on Reddit to tip each other for the help they're giving each other. And we see tremendous growth from Kin, mainly because of other developers. So Kin is not building an infrastructure, is not trying to replace a fiat currency.
Yeah.
It's literally enabling developers to integrate it as a currency and use it as an alternative business model and as an alternative user experience for their users.
Oh yeah, perfect. Yeah, very exciting, definitely. And I think Kik is, it's great because they're always one step ahead, I feel like. So I remember back in the day when chatbots became very popular, I also, we went on to that journey and created a chatbot on Kik as well. It was called Foreign Body. And that we just did that for fun as well. But I like it that Kik is always going for it for new technologies. And right now you're showing that again with the Kin ecosystem. And I think many of us actually don't, like I didn't understand the connection at first. I didn't understand that Kin is part of Kik at the beginning. And I think so far you haven't done a lot of press on the Kin side, and it's a very undiscovered project right now. And I think once it goes to the surface, basically, then people will realize how much in use it is. But I like the way you're actually doing this, and as you are also the VP of product, you're building the product first, and then the marketing comes later. So yeah, big shout out for that. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. I think you're right on both points. So Kik was always first, right?
Yeah.
It was the first chat platform. It was the first chatbot platform. Kik was the first to integrate video group chat into its own messenger. But eventually, companies like Facebook literally are copying features. Facebook released video chat like literally a few days afterwards, and that becomes like a very problematic situation, not only for Kik but for many other developers that just see the big companies gradually eat their user base by buying other companies and by copying features. And you also write about like Kik being still under the radar, very early stage, even though there is amazing progress. Today, Kik is one of the top most used currencies in the world. So when you look like at all of the cryptocurrencies, many of them are mainly used for investment and speculation. But with Kik, you have literally millions of wallets across many different apps and actual usage, like users actually earning and spending Kik. And that is super exciting, and it brings with itself like many different challenges, both technological, scale, and obviously like user experience, and how will millions of users end up using cryptocurrency for real, not only as an investment or speculation.
Yeah, great points there again. Also on the first point, I think in general, Facebook can't be the first one, so they try to be second because they want to have someone else try it first and see if it works. And yeah, so they usually just have someone else do it first, and then either they buy the company or they copy it themselves. So we've seen that many times. That's when everyone in the startup scene is always scared. When Facebook copies you and does something similar, then you might get crushed. So. Or you, it might work, and then they want to buy you. So of course, and then on the real usage, I think that those are the coins that will actually arise now, and those are the ones that we are looking for. Everyone is looking for right now. So that's really exciting. And then let's talk maybe about how you shifted from the ERC-20 model and raised basically the ICO was that model, and how now you introduced your own blockchain. Like, I've never heard this before, so this is also quite new to me, for me. So maybe let's, maybe you want to introduce us to that and why you actually did it.
Yeah, so maybe I'll add just another small point around Facebook. I think that the exciting thing with cryptocurrencies and blockchain is that they really allow an alternative to the centralized and big entities by decentralizing the power. And Kik, like the Kik blockchain, is literally run through nodes that each one of the developers is running. And I think that gives more power to the developers. And the network effect is very important because like at some point Facebook will probably launch its own currency. But I think that by then it will be more beneficial for developers to allow the usage of Kik, because as a user I can earn some Kik on Kik, go on Perfect 365, use it there to award makeup artist on 365. They can take it, go on Medlibs, award like music creators on Medlibs, and many different apps can get value out of that, and the value will not stay centralized. So that's very important. Our journey with Kik, the currency itself, was very interesting. We started on Ethereum, like you mentioned, and very quickly we discovered that we couldn't scale. We reached like 5,000 wallets, and at 5,000 wallets, CryptoKitties hit. I think I mentioned it yesterday as well. And literally transactions stopped going through, and transaction fees went really high, and it became impossible to allow daily usage of Kik. So we started to look for alternatives. Our mindset is always like, try to find a practical solution because we have real usage. And the immediate first step we did was to use the Stellar blockchain. I'm sure that the audience knows most of the projects today on the infrastructure layer are open source. Many of them are forks and extensions of like other projects. So eventually we ended up forking the Stellar blockchain, customizing it to the unique use cases that we see for online consumer usage. And today this blockchain allows us to actually continue scaling way faster than was possible before we took this strategic decision.
And as I mentioned, feel like there was also a movement. There was a movement, right? So over the last months, many moved out, and they're trying to, like that Stellar got a hype from that as well. So I felt like Stellar really, people started talking about Stellar more and more. And so Also, we saw Ethereum fading a bit back over the last months in terms of like not just value, but also like how much people talk about it. So, and of course, it has a lot of downward pressure from the ICOs who need to sell Ethereum. But
yeah, I think that many of the projects we see today are really focusing on the infrastructure layer. They are trying to build better, faster, more scalable, more private, more smart contracts, blockchain. I think that Kin is very unique because we are focusing on the application layer, on actual like usage, actual use cases. So we're more like the Netscape of the industry in a way. And also Kin is different because we're not trying to replace PayPal or Visa or the US dollar or the pound. We're literally focusing on changing how value is being used online. Because the pain today, like the internet we know today, is not the internet we used to know when the internet started. And the pain is not only for developers, it's also for creators and for us as users, right? Because we become the product. Our data is being like targeted and retargeted. And there are many challenges in the way the internet works today.
And then one question, I don't know if you can disclose that. If you look at the monetization and compare it to the ads model, can you see already give us some numbers on what you're seeing? Is that like, are you, is it working better than ads right now? And how are you seeing that for a normal consumer app monetizing with Kin now? So,
So I think that the important part is really the change of the mindset and really trying to understand this new business model. I think that the industry is still very, very young. Like you mentioned, our main focus for Kin is not like on the marketing side right now or creating a hype, but getting the actual usage. Kin will be listed eventually on the major exchanges. But the business model at its core is very similar to maybe how miners get value from Bitcoin, right? So Kin, like Bitcoin, has a limited amount. 10 trillion Kin will be issued eventually, no more. And then Kin is being released not to miners, but to developers. And if there is enough demand and enough usage and the value of Kin stays stable and grows, developers will be able to sell their Kin back to the market and actually use that to monetize. So today, our developers are getting grants and awards in Kin. In the future, we'll have this like almost automatic with the Kin reward engine. But right now, it's only the start. It's only the beginning. And what we see is that most of our developers right now are holding their Kin. They are not immediately using that to monetize.
That's good. So it's kind of it's more than beta version, but it's like it's working and all of that. But right now they don't. It's not. They're not trading it. They don't live from it really right now. But
yeah, I think that the important part is the actual usage. So developers are integrating Kin and users are actually using Kin. Kin is not so much used for trading at this point. I think that our entry way is very different from other projects. We're not focusing on the price of Kin or encouraging anyone to buy Kin. That's not what we're doing. We're focusing on actual user adoption, on the user experience. Because when you think about an app like Kick, introducing a cryptocurrency to millions of users is very, very challenging. We spoke yesterday with Opera and CryptoKitties, and you can't give a user, a regular user like our parents or siblings, a cryptocurrency when they need to deal with private keys and backups and restores. And
they lose them. And
So we try to make that easy.
Grandma forgets where to put it.
Exactly. So that's a big challenge, like doing that in a good enough user experience.
Yeah, I think that fits the topic again, to get mass adoption and with developers, basically, because you're going the direction of giving the tool to the developers and then the community will learn how to use it. So actually a great way to get it out there and then get people, it's kind of educating people as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like we really believe that developers know the users the best, they know the user experience, and we're there to provide the SDKs, the APIs, the tools, the case studies, the success stories, but eventually this is the beauty of blockchain and crypto. It's decentralized and developers can choose their own implementation and the way they want to integrate Kin as a currency.
I think there, it would be great if you, for example, on the website showcase some examples on how Kin is implemented, because you showed me before and then I understood it. like how it's implemented and all of that with some examples. I think that shows it very clearly then. Otherwise, it's hard to grasp for people what the monetization looks like then and feels like for the consumers as well. Yeah,
so I showed you before the experience of Kin inside of Swelly, which is another app that integrated Kin, and the experience is very good. And what we do is we really publish a lot, like those case studies, mainly on our Medium channel. Yeah. So if you go there, you can actually see like screenshots and like demos of different apps and the way they integrate Kin. Oh, okay. And that's a great resource.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I really like it, definitely. I worked with a lot of different apps, and I will tell most of them to try it out, definitely. I think if there's a way, they should all try it out. Yeah, because the normal, I know some apps that still do it with ads, yeah, normal ads, and it just doesn't work. But that's the last resort, and that's when people don't know what else to do. Yeah, so I hope that if the system works and it establishes itself, then I hope that this could be a very good alternative, also where they then make a living from that. Yeah, so they sustain, because the companies need to sustain, and otherwise social apps usually go bankrupt if they don't raise the next funding round. Yeah.
Another interesting angle is the creator. So when you think about it, most of the content today on the internet is created by actual users. Like all the videos on YouTube, they are not created by Google, they are created by actual users. Yeah. All the playlists on Playlist, for example, are created by users, right? All the articles on Medium are created by Medium. All the GIFs on Giphy are created by Giphy. And those creators today are also struggling to monetize, because they don't see the value that the big companies see. We can think about a GIF creator on Giphy, like reaching 200 million views, but not seeing any value out of it. And like, if users will use Kin to award creators with like microtransactions, a creator can receive tons of values from hundreds of thousands of followers, and that value belongs to the creator. No one takes a cut, no one controls that value, no one can take it away from the creator, and that is also very, very powerful.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, that's, I've seen that as well. Basically, a creator, if they have a million views on their Facebook video, it doesn't mean anything. Like, they can still, like it doesn't mean anything. I know people who have, like, because that's what I do, influencer marketing for Silicon Valley, and that's why I work with all these social apps. And then I did the same for in the crypto world with CoinStats. That's the second largest crypto app, and I'm the CMO there. And so basically, the creators, for them to monetize is also a very interesting way to do that. Yeah. It's very huge differences. Like, there are people I know that have tens of millions of views, but they make zero or almost nothing from those views. They go for like comedy, social, very viral content, but it's so hard to get any monetization in there, because once you monetize or put a brand in there, sometimes it doesn't go viral anymore then. So there's always a trade-off.
Yeah. We see today creators like already going this path. So creators today are literally asking their followers for donations, like, can you follow me on Patreon, can you donate through PayPal? But we see the beginning stages of creators telling their followers, can you follow me on a place where I can be awarded with a cryptocurrency, right? Because then I don't need to beg for a donation, and the value is literally mine, right? Yeah. So we can imagine a future world where, like, you publish an article on Medium, and instead of just getting claps, you're getting Kin from tens of thousands of users, and you'll be able to take that Kin and award like other creators in different apps. Yeah. So we create this decentralized network where value itself belongs to the users and creators, and it allows developers a better way to monetize instead of selling their users' data.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I hope it establishes like that. Yeah, that would be amazing. Yeah, because everyone is looking for a solution like that. Yeah, and we all know that there's a lot of startups trying to solve it, but no one really solved it yet. Yeah, like we look at Steam, everyone is trying to solve it, and also journalism, online journalism, all of that. Yeah, there's a lot of, and as there is so much market competition in the creator world as well, and also on Instagram and all of that, everywhere the competition is very hardcore and fierce, and usually only the very big ones, it's like social, the big ones, they succeed, the small ones have a very hard time, and this could maybe give the power back to smaller ones as well.
That was a key learning for Kik. So Kik at some point issued Kik points mm-hmm. as an internal currency, but as long as it worked only inside of Kik, right? Yeah. It was this closed garden and it had no value outside of Kik. It wasn't interesting enough. It couldn't grow. I think that cryptocurrencies, the way we implement Kin, provide a very, very different option because Kin works across different apps. And I think that's a major source for the value. So we're not building a standalone product no. or a closed ecosystem. We're literally empowering developers and encouraging them to integrate Kin instead of like doing their own ICO or instead of going to ads or subscription business models as a way to grow value for the entire ecosystem. Because I think that if many developers integrate Kin, magic happens because now as a developer, I don't need to lock you in as a user, right? Like in the past, I had to make you
stay. Try to lock them.
So that you can see more ads and click on ads. But now I can literally tell you, hey, did you know? You can go on Swelly or on Medlibs or on like Perfect 365 or on Kik and actually use Kin there because as a developer, like I don't care where you use the Kin and like the internet becomes again way more open than
That's nice. Yeah, like we've seen it everywhere. People are trying to hold users and they don't allow like. Outside links usually gain way less traction. Like they're trying to hold them back in the algorithm. So yeah, that's a good way to bring this all together. That's amazing. And then what's the plan for 2019 now? You like try to get as many developers to jump on board, create awesome products and then get them to use it. And then also you wanted to have the move to the own blockchain fully, right? Full move. And then,
So our main focus is literally on scaling, both scaling our blockchain and getting it more decentralized, so getting more federation nodes running, connecting eventually Kin to the major exchanges. But the main focus is really helping and enabling developers to integrate Kin, to build their own apps with Kin, both existing apps that already have like millions of users and new apps. So I'll give you like one example. We partnered with Unity, the biggest engine for game developers, and we're introducing in the next few weeks Unity plugin that will allow game developers to integrate Kin into their games and into their apps. So this is our main focus, really enabling developers and scaling the ecosystem as fast as possible.
Yeah, then definitely good luck with that. And I think it's amazing because small developers like the Madlibs guys, I've been working with them for like since 3 years now, and they had a hard time to monetize it. It was not easy, but hopefully this really establishes itself and can help developers. That would be amazing. Like they have millions of users, but to make money with those users in a social environment is very difficult. So good luck with this, that, Alex, and then hopefully we'll hear a lot from you in the future. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. It was a pleasure. Thank you, everyone.